these things have happened with impunity, and the new law that will impose a death penalty is simply making this formalized. However, I think there is also the issue of what this means in terms of Israel's culture, Israeli society's dehumanization of Palestinians. I think this is an example, or this is proof of how low our society has sunk.
Sadiq Makaeli, we have to leave it there. I thank you so much for being with us, International Outreach Director at the Israeli Human Rights Group B'Tselem, speaking to us from Tel Aviv. That does it for our show. I am Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh for another edition of Democracy Now!
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
This is
Sit Down Tracy.
And you are listening to
101.5 UMFM.
All of the days sing all the time.
Careful now, we didn't have time to insert the so be advised. What you're about to hear contains material not suitable for all listeners.
I know. I'm late. I, again, as always... Oh, by the way,
This is 101.5 UMFM, the best program on our radio station as well. Migaj Nagamawin. I, as I was saying, as always, have something very special for you all today. This is an album that I have been putting off listening to for a very, very long time. Not because I'm worried about its quality, because I honestly just have so much other stuff that I want to listen to. And sometimes, just not what I'm feeling. Because this is another album by Antichrist Siege Machine. You all know, if you've been listening for a while, that I love Antichrist Siege Machine, that I love war metal. And this is their most recent album, Vengeance of Eternal Fire. Gonna be starting with Son of Man. But I just wanted to plug some stuff today. This Saturday, down at a... I don't even remember the actual venue, now that I'm saying it out loud, but there is a fundraiser for Metal Fest. Jug is playing. Low Fuel is playing. Two other bands that I don't really remember are playing. I'll find the details and plug it again later. But if you're not doing anything Saturday night, it's a great thing to go and do, because it supports, you know, local artists, supports our flourishing metal and punk scenes. So it's just a good thing to go and do for our people here in Winnipeg. Another thing, First Fridays are coming up this Friday, tomorrow. If you're not doing anything, you should get down to the Exchange District and you should go to 63 Albert, room 310, and you should buy fingerboards from my buddy Darnell, and you should buy shirts from my buddy Jonah. You should buy all of their stuff. Spend hundreds in there. Spend thousands. Give them all of your money. And also, play a couple rounds of Halo 2 with me, because it'll be fun. We got Halo 2 customs and a little fingerboard skate park thing. I don't know what Darnell calls them. Son of Man, Antichrist Siege Machine, from their album Vengeance of Eternal Fire.
Fuck!
a beautiful album. What a beautiful opening. Man, Antichrist's Siege Machine is so good. Also, we already have a plan for next week. Our fearless leader, Mr. Jared, our station manager, just came in here and blessed me with a USB. A USB with Kittens Grizzly on it. I ripped from their cassette, their first tape ever. Coolest thing ever. I am so excited. We are going to play this next week. Not today, because it's a USB. It's kind of ancient. I don't really have anything that will, like, you know, access the USB at all. So we'll figure it out. I have the details for that show here. It is a fundraiser for Manitoba Metal Fest 2026 with Flashout Withdrawal, Jug, and Low Fuel. Tickets are only $18, so, like, even if you do have something going on, this is going to be more fun. It's probably going to be cheaper. You should go. It is at Side Stage, just next door to the Park Theater. It's so easy to get to, too. Just go get 3 tickets and then go on your own. Get 3 tickets, bring 2 friends. I don't care. Just buy the tickets, man. Buy the tickets. We're going to keep on rolling. Only Evil by Antichrist Siege Machine. Going to be a good show next week. Also, got to plug a little bit more because, man, this is a stacked month. Next weekend, Saturday, April 11th, Grotto is playing with support from our locals, Negative Charge and Nuclear Man. If you haven't seen Nuclear Man, you need to do yourself a favor and come to this show because they're legitimately some of the best hardcore punk being made out there right now. Come see this show. you owe it to yourself to come and see this show. Also, Sentence is playing. I believe it's their first show, either their first show or their second show. I'm pretty sure they're good. You can rely on punk bands over at Public Domain being pretty good. Grotto, I'll be for real. I've never listened to them, never, haven't given them a chance yet. But again, if it's punk at Public Domain, if it's being promoted by Disco Needs a Squeeze, it's probably going to be good. It's worth checking out regardless. Also, again, 63 Albert, room 310. Come buy a fingerboard. Come buy a shirt. Piled Swine by Antichrist Siege Machine.
Yeah.
awesome. I let that run a little bit because I feel like I'm talking a lot with this show. Was Piled Swine, followed by Cicero by Antichrist Siege Machine from their album Vengeance of Eternal Fire. Also, tomorrow, Bandcamp Friday, go and buy, if you were thinking about buying stuff off someone's Bandcamp, go and do it tomorrow so that they, you know, get more money. It'll be cool. It'll be good. It's a good way to support your favorite artists. Make sure that they can do the thing that you like more. You should do that. Next up is going to be Cowering Lamb, but like I said, the next month is going to be stacked. And adding to that, contributing to that, is next Friday. Endurance, down at Into the Music. At, I think it's 7 o'clock. It's literally a free show. Free, all ages. Like, if you're listening, you can go to this. You can, and you should. Endurance is good. There are a couple of younger guys. I'm not going to go and call them, like, new or anything. They've been around. But, like, it's a new band with younger people. You got to support the kids. You got to support the next generation. This is coming from an old head. We got to support the younger people in our scenes. We got to support their bands. We got to come out. We got to go and do this. So that when they get old, they also do the same thing. And, you know, the scene survives. People survive. People keep doing all this. I am so excited for next week. I know I won't shut up about this. Grizzly is the coolest thing that I have now. Thank you, Jared. Cowering Lamb, Antichrist Siege Machine, Vengeance of Eternal Fire. We'll be right back. awesome. I feel like I need to explain a little bit. So, do you remember Tech Decks? You probably do. Hopefully you do. If you liked them, you should know that there's a whole community of people who are creating, like, boutique tech decks that are, like, measured down. The measurements go down to the nanometers, dude. They put so much work into this. And my good buddy Darnell is making some of the best stuff out there right now. It's some of the, like, the coolest designs, the best graphics. The guy, he puts so much work into getting his molds just the right way. If you enjoyed playing with Tech Decks as a kid, it's going to be a good little trip down memory lane. And maybe you can get yourself one. You can do it anywhere. You don't, it, like, what, there's a big sign that says no skating? No skateboarding. Bruh. Who's going to tell you not to fingerboard? Who's going to tell you not to do that? It's a fun little thing. You can keep it in your pocket. You can bring it anywhere. I shouldn't have to sell you on this. It's cool. It's awesome. You should go and do it. I let that one run a little bit. That was Cowering Lamb, followed by Prey Upon Them by Antichrist Siege Machine. Also, Nuclear Man. Go see Nuclear Man next Saturday. This is Vanquishing Spirit, Antichrist Siege Machine, Vengeance of Eternal Fire. I got nothing to add. That was Scalding Enmity preceded with Vanquishing Spirit. We're almost at the end here, folks. I think it's so funny. I pitched this show as like exploring a bunch of like different extreme metal genres. I'm pretty sure I've done like 10 war metal episodes. And like I sometimes dabble in like a little bit of death metal, a little bit of black metal. I loved doing the stoner metal episode. I'm not doing what I said I was going to do at all, but you know, I'm liking it. I haven't gotten any complaints, so I think you guys are liking it too. I think next week though, I am going to play Grizzly, and the week after that, we're going to do some death metal. We're going to get a little more variety here. We're hopefully going to get the same amount of like intensity and stuff like that, but yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be awesome. I wanted to do Bolt Thrower again, mostly because I want to play Wesley Willis again. Bolt Thrower. I love that song, man. I love opening with that song. I don't know what I'm going to close out on today either. I'm thinking Blue Velvet, probably, by Kittens. That one's going to sound like dead air, I'll be honest, but, you know, it'll be cool. Last two songs here, Lysergic War Psychosis and Abyssal Hate. We're going to play through to the end. I think after this I'll play some stuff that I've been listening to lately. So, not even anything new, just what I've been listening to lately. Enjoy Lysergic War Psychosis by Antichrist Siege Machine. We'll be right back. And that was Abyssal Hate by Antichrist Siege Machine. Man, I don't know why I was putting off listening to that album for so long. That was... I still don't know if I can swear. That was good. That was really good. That was great. That was fantastic. That was wonderful. Marvelous. In case you were just tuning in the last, 10 minutes or so, because I don't think I plugged it, 63 Albert, down in the Exchange, first Fridays. You should come tomorrow. Room number 310. There's going to be Halo 2 Customs. There's going to be a little tech deck skate park. Also, custom-made tech decks. Fingerboards. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so cool. There's also going to be clothes that you can buy. You should buy their clothes and their music. Their, vinyl, their CDs, their cassettes. Anything that you can buy, you should buy. You should spend thousands of dollars in that room tomorrow. Take out a mortgage. Take out a new mortgage against your house. Sell some family heirlooms. Like, just give them all your money. Give them your money. They deserve it. I am going to play The Flex next because, man, I'm so excited. The Flex is a D-beat hardcore punk band from Leeds in the UK. I've been listening to them for a couple years now. Their album, Chewing Gum for the Years, is probably in my, top 10 of all time. They make some great meathead, caveman, hurt people music. And I love them. And for the longest time, I've written them off as oh, this is a band that I love that I'm probably never going to be able to see because they're in another country across the Atlantic Ocean. But they are coming to Canada, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. They're hitting Montreal, Ottawa, I think Quebec City. I think it's Quebec City? I'm not sure. And Toronto. Seeing them in Montreal and Toronto is going to be very fun. Oh, man. It's just, they're so good, dude. Chewing Gum for the Ears by The Flex. This is their opening song, War Boy. Of a mixed episode today. Man, hardcore punk is so good. You should listen to more hardcore punk. I don't care who you are. You should. And you should also buy this album on Bandcamp tomorrow. You should also buy all of Nuclear Man's albums on Bandcamp tomorrow. You should buy Negative Charge, Human Target, Jug. What else is coming out right now? Lizards. I forget what else I should tell you to go buy. Go spend all your money supporting art, because not much else is going right these days. Art is great, but look at the state of the world. Things They're not great right now, if you haven't noticed. This is lost cause. On that note, this is Lost Cause by The Flex. Remembering we got to do some CanCon, so you know, we are going to play some Nuclear Man. Between all of these songs, I'm going to be plugging... I still don't know if I can swear. I'm going to be plugging that show for next Saturday on April 11th down at Public Domain. I don't have the details again. Grotto, Negative Charge, Nuclear Man, Sentence, going to be great. Pretty sure it's a cheap show too, so like you really don't have any excuse. Oh, my mom's birthday is on Saturday. My mom's birthday is on that Saturday. My grandma's funeral. Nuclear Man. Nuclear Man. Negative Charge. Grotto. Sentence. Nuclear Man. Go and see this show. Nothing else matters, dude. Nuke Man by Nuke Man. From their 2023 demo. I can't believe this demo is 3 years old, man. You're telling me you don't want that being blasted into your ears at 140 decibels in a small, crowded room while, you know, a bunch of 200, 300-pound guys run as fast as they can into you? Come on. Get real. Get real. You want that. You want to go see that show. This isn't Human Target. Or, this isn't Nuclear Man. This is Human Target. This is Tone Deaf by Human Target because it's short and I need some Canadian content in here. Tone Deaf. Human Target. We'll be right back. Sorry. Next up is Molotov, also by Nuclear Man. They never play this anymore. Their front man, Carson, told me that he don't play it because no one moshes for it. No one dances for it. But, like, it's because you don't play it anymore, man. Play Molotov. Carson, if you're listening, and if anyone, you know, can tell him, go tell Carson to play Molotov at the next Nuke Man show. I know they got a bunch of new material. I want to hear Molotov again. Molotov, Nuclear Man. I literally just bought this other album because, you know, I wanted to play, like, one song from it for you guys. Jungle Law by Human Target. Just bought it. Hope you guys appreciate that. Hope, you know, not saying that you should thank me, but, you know, you should thank me. Human Target. Jungle Law. Never mind. It's still not letting me. I just bought it, dude. Come on. Gimme.
Can't see it coming. You got the best.
Ain't that a treat. Man, we really do just have, like, some of the best hardcore punk coming out of Winnipeg right now, man. If you love rock music, you should be going to local shows. There's absolutely no excuses. There's this one guy, I'm pretty sure he's in his, like, mid-70s, keeps on showing up. Every single time there's a decent show happening over at Public Domain, he shows up, he dances a little bit. He's a great, great, great hang. You, again, have no excuse. You should be coming to these shows. Oh, my knees are... my back hurts. My muscles are sore. I'm sore. I got a headache. No excuses. You should be coming to these shows. I don't think we're going to have time for... to get played out by something. Because I got one more song here. Brick by Human Target. And I'm pretty sure that's going to carry us through to the end. So, my closing remarks here. Go to the Nukeman show on Saturday, or April 11th. Go to the Endurance show before that. And tomorrow, come down to the Exchange at 63 Albert, the Hammond building, in room 310. It's going to be a good time. Brick, Human Target. Hope you all have a lovely day tomorrow, and a lovely weekend. Love you.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectibles store.
Between courage and not courage, between Kansas and Utah, there lies South Park.
This is going to be the best movie ever. It's a foreign film from Canada.
Coming to video. All hell breaks loose.
CJUM FM 101.5, running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
That movie has warped my fragile little mind.
Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca. Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers.